Perhaps it's the wishy-washy, vague, soft-pedaled translations of this passage that we're so accustomed to. Do you know what the underlying language really says? Whoever destroys or kills his life for me will save it. This agrees with what we have already talked about, what denying ourselves means, doesn't it? It's violent. It's bloody. It's sacrificial. And it ends in death. So what does denying yourself mean? As the master dies for the sake of our sins, so must we die for the sake of the master. Only in this self-denial will we receive the power to be transformed, to be like the master, to follow in his ways, and fulfill the call on our lives to be his disciples. Here again, the words of Paul. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. I want to know Messiah and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Messiah will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Messiah, and to die is gain. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Or don't you know that all of us who were immersed into Messiah Yeshua were immersed into his death? We were therefore buried with him through immersion into death, in order that just as Messiah was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. We were immersed into his death. We are to share in his sufferings. We are to become like him in his death. We are to exalt Messiah in our bodies, whether by our life or by our death. If we're not prepared to die to self, how much more are we unprepared to literally die for the sake of the good news? Is such a conviction by life or by death reserved only for the most holy, the most devout, the apostles of old, the martyrs of days past, present, or future? No! This is to be our conviction. The command that we are all to heed. Deny yourself and be immersed in the suffering and death of Messiah. Then in resurrection power, you will be raised again to the glory of the Father into new life. This is our true calling as disciples of the Master, the Messiah Yeshua. Luke chapter 14, verses 26 and 33. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. This is not optional. It is not vague. We can spiritualize it away all we want, but the black and white fact of the scriptures is that in order to be Yeshua's disciples, it means that we must live every day prepared to die for the sake of the good news. Prepared to literally give up our lives for the Master, just as he gave up his life for us. I can't soft pedal this point for you and tell you that to deny ourselves is only figurative or spiritual. It's not. It's literal. It's actual. The death to ourselves we are to die every day may be figurative, but the attitude we are to have is not.